This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. We started the show talking about the Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy being arrested for assault, conspiracy, and a couple of quote-unquote other charges. And then things got interesting. We had someone call in, talk about the conspiracy of the Mercator projection map, how it's totally inaccurate, that the only map that's right is the Peters projection, and I contend that they're both wrong in certain ways as far as depicting accurately what the Earth looks like, because it's difficult, I dare say near impossible, to accurately project a three-dimensional object in two dimensions. Yes, I know there are some weird projections that wind up cutting and splicing and whatnot, and you can do it, but it looks so strange. But we've got Bob in California who held on through the news, was starting to explain the history of the Mercator projection map, and maybe it's not a conspiracy after all. Maybe it is. I don't know. Bob, thank you for holding through the news. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. This is a cylindrical projection. And what they did was they took a cylinder. That's what you could do. And you wrap that around the sphere, the globe. And you put a light in the center of the Earth. And you project. And you do this by points. But if you were doing it in light, like an overhead projector type thing, but if you project it through. So if something's at the equator, it gets a straight on 100% projection, and it looks no bigger than what it is. If it's at the north or south pole, the further you get away from the equator, the more elongated it looks. So because of the projection, it would be like walking away from the streetlight and watching your shadow lengthen. And that's what's happening here. So the same thing. So the North Pole is actually, if you look at one of these projections, Greenland looks massive. But in reality, Greenland is smaller than the Arabian Peninsula. Australia looks small in relative position to where it is, because if you look on the map, Australia, although you wouldn't think about it, is pretty close to the equator, and so is most of South America and most of Mexico. And the further up you go, as the gentleman pointed out, Alaska looks a lot bigger than it is because, hey, it's further north. Europe doesn't look all that big because it's about in the middle. But yeah, it's not a conspiracy. It actually means that all the lines, straight line, gives you the same bearing. And so it was just a navigational aid. If you don't want to navigate the Earth, you want to take a look at how big the Earth actually is, then you use a globe or use some other projection or use something else. But if you want to get from point A to point B and you have a compass and a watch and a straight edge and a wooden ship and you'd like to get there soon, you'd be best using the Mercator projection.
It's not a conspiracy.
Not unless getting from point A to point B was part of the conspiracy. That's the only reason the guy made it up. He just wanted to make life easier for the seafaring people. And the Flemish at that time were a big trading people, and they were into a lot of trading. And so his map gave them the edge in world trade. So maybe it was conspiracy of mercantilism or something. But it was, It wasn't. Oh well, North America wants to be, you know, ours is bigger than yours type of thing.
I wonder if he profited off of that.
He probably, you know, he was a cartographer, so he probably sold a lot of great maps, and you know, hey, he probably made $1 million. God bless his heart.
Good for him.
You know, good for him. So yeah, to quote Elizabeth Warren, good for you. Anyway, so that's the basic thing about that. I hear this from people who claim that it's sexist and homophobic and racist because, you know, the northern hemisphere looks bigger than the southern and Ireland. But it is just, like I say, it has absolutely nothing to do with anything other than this guy wanted his people, his country ships to get to the Spice Islands or Tahiti and back without any mishaps.
Bob, thank you very much for the call. So, yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, I never knew the history of the Mercator projection map, but I did know that, you know, the reason that it looks like it does is because, you know, like they're depicting things a certain way. So, yeah, things are going to be skewed a little bit. But again, anytime you put a three-dimensional object in two dimensions, things are going to be skewed a little bit. Let's get back into the article here from OregonLive.com that we started talking about last hour, where the four remaining occupiers, they have all been arrested. They remained until sometime early this morning. And we're still not entirely positive, or at least I'm not. I'm sure someone is. But I've not seen any article explaining exactly how the surrender took place. And, Chris, I know this is something that you had kind of followed. So if you have a story on this, please let me know. And until we find that, let me jump back into the article from OregonLive.com. So the sheriff of Harney County, Sheriff David Ward, described at a press conference earlier today after the occupation ended, described what he expects to be a long process for the community to heal its divisions. He urged people to abandon social media and sit down over coffee to discuss their differences. Police, according to OregonLive.com and the Harney sheriff at the press conference, report that police face weeks of work at the refuge before 17 employees from the Fish and Wildlife Service can fully return to duty. Authorities will have to check headquarter buildings and surrounding property for explosives, according to the FBI. An FBI affidavit to support the arrest of occupation leaders said the agents developed information that the protesters deployed explosives at the refuge. Bomb technicians from the FBI, the Portland Police Bureau, and the Oregon Air National Guard and arson detection from the Oregon State Police will take on that job, and they say that it could take days. When the refuge is declared safe, evidence response teams from the FBI will take over. FBI forensics examiners will recover computers and electronic devices for evaluation. What are reported as militants in this article used government computers at the compound, but it's unclear whether they accessed government files. Refuge employees had been warned shortly after the takeover that electronic personnel files could have been opened. Fleeing occupiers may have left behind personal electronics as well.
So let me just toss this out, because I don't know if you guys have covered it. In addition to being a proud member of many government watch lists, because I do follow this stuff, and hey, I get emails from the Bundy Ranch, and hello NSA, I haven't spoken to you guys in a while directly, but hope your day's going well. To talk a little bit about Oregon. So that's something I haven't heard anybody really speak to, but Oregon has a very liberal side to it and a very conservative side. The liberal side, in general, kind of follows
Portland.
Well, it follows the Cascades. So the Cascade Mountains, let's just say it's a quarter of the state. It's the quarter of the state that's closest to the Pacific. It includes the Willamette Valley. It includes the big cities of Oregon. So that is your Portland, your Salem, Medford, so on and so on, the ones that kind of follow I-5 down.
So the Pacific area towards the mountains.
Yeah. You get to the east of that, and I grew up in eastern Oregon. It's very conservative, and you have a completely different mindset.
So you'll tell us more about Oregon.
Please.
And,
I'd
of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Average weight lost in a study with 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris will get back to you telling us about Oregon in just a moment. But before we get to that, and of course your calls, I want to make sure that I tell you about internet privacy. That's because the internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want, and without oversight, if you want. But many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin, and if you use code FTL, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to proxpn.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Tim in Wyoming. Wants to talk about maps, I guess, tonight is Maps Talk Live. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the conversation, and I had a thought. Maybe the flat earthers are behind the projections. I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. But, you know, as far as the different projections that are used for making maps, but because, of course, they have their idea of what the Earth should look like. Is it a square? Is it a circle? Is it a triangle? What is it? Who knows?
But the flat earthers say that it's a circle, and they know that because it's on the UN flag.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, that makes
sense. I'm not making that up. That's actually what they believe.
Some believe.
So since the supposed, inception of the United Nations in 1946, then the flat Earth only came about since that point. So it was never flat before.
There was somebody called into this show several weeks ago and said that the Earth was round in three dimensions until the Roswell incident in 1947, and the weight of the spacecraft that crashed in Roswell flattened the Earth.
Holy Seems God. Legit.
Okay, that sounds realistic. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened. No, I was going to say that when the person was talking about the projection, he was talking about using a light inside of a globe. I used to have an old National Geographic globe that had it was a pretty nice, that was probably very expensive at the time. I got it was in the 60s or maybe even the late 50s, but it had a light inside of it. It was a semi-opaque globe, and it had the names of all the countries and everything. You turn the light on inside, and it lit up, and it was pretty good as a nightlight, too, but at the same time, it was the Mercator projection put onto a globe is what it was. You know, the Mercator projection is the one that looks
right.
like it has points
right.
at the top and the bottom, and basically looks like a W or a W with an N or something like that if you stretch it out. But then there's I think what was the other projection called? I can't remember what it's called, but.
There was the Peters projection that the guy called in about, and that's what started the maps discussion. But during some of the off-air time, I pulled up various maps, and we've found a bunch of very interesting-looking maps, some that highlight the oceans, some that highlight the land. And
what's the orange peel map called? Do you remember?
There are dozens of orange peel type maps.
The Boggs Eumorphic is a popular one for that orange peel kind of look.
Did you say orange peel? What does that mean?
Yeah, so if you peel an orange and you peel it properly to where it all stays together, then you can lay that out flat, and there are projections of maps that look like an orange peel in two dimensions.
Like a long strip or something?
Long strip with, you know, the slices going up towards like an equator sort of position on the peel.
Well, according to the Mercator projection, if the Mercator projection is wrong and it's showing me, and it's showing the North and South Pole as large, you know, large and small, whichever way you want to look at it, as large as the polar caps is large, how big are they then? How big are they really? I mean, if the projection is wrong, then are the polar ice caps only the size of Alaska or something?
That's kind of a
ridiculous idea that I'm just saying.
Where I come from on this is a map is a tool. If I'm lost and I need to get somewhere, then I want to pull out a map.
Right.
Because I know that, you know, the EMPs have already knocked out my GPS on my phone. But that's the point. The Mercator projection and really any map has a purpose. It displays space in a certain way that allows you to use it for some purpose. And, you know, that's it. To try to bring maps and projections into a flat Earth discussion, I'm sorry, my mind's just kind of sort of blown. No, it's not you, but I'm kind of mystified by this.
You know,
whole
I don't even own. You're talking about going off grid whenever they take out your phone.
I can't go off grid. There's a grid on the Mercator projection map.
Okay,
you
can't leave the actual map, Daryl. I'm talking about off grid, as in I don't have a phone anymore. I don't
That's
have running water or electricity.
Grid. Yeah.
But I don't even own a paper map.
Oh, dude.
I don't know what would happen. And you know what? I remember back in the day where I'd actually travel around and I'd have the paper map. And, of course, it'd be, you know, a couple of years outdated. So this bypass or whatever I'm driving on didn't exist when the map was published. And, it was a pain in the... I mean, it was a serious pain in the butt. And
I remember that. But you got really good at driving with one hand, holding the map with the other, and still figuring out where you're going.
Now I do it holding the phone with
exactly.
one hand.
Exactly.
I used to always keep at least two the Brand McNally maps in my vehicle at all times.
Hey, it's a great backup. And if you ever really want to get into it, I encourage everybody to pick up a topographic map of your area. And learn how to read that. That'll tell you not only how to get from point A to point B, but what's in between. So are there hills,
like
mountains?
Using the grids, using the index. All right, so I'm looking for this street, and it's in this grid. I mean, think of the millennials that have never had to do that.
Right, but it is one of those skills that, you know, if you are without technology, you can get to point A to point B in the easiest way possible.
Unless you're an officer in the Army.
Right, but you got to be able to understand all the things there are. Learn that skill, please. It's a good one.
Yeah, and Chris, you still need to finish telling us about Oregon and how, you know, Oregon is a little bit different.
Stop calling about maps.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call about maps if you want to, just to make Conan mad. 855-450-FREE. This is Map Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking off and on about the Oregon situation where the last remaining occupiers of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge did turn themselves in sometime early this morning. And Cliven Bundy, the father of Amon Bundy, who was the purported leader of the occupation there at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, he was arrested, he being Cliven. Amon has been in jail for a couple of weeks now. So we've been covering that when we've not had people calling in about maps, which, you know, Free Talk Live is a very interesting show to where you can call in about whatever is on your mind. And sometimes people call in with some interesting things, and then, you know, we'll get back on topic, if you will, and then people call in to give more information about the weird, obscure thing that a caller called in about. And that's what makes the show so fun, is because we can literally go from talking about, you know, having FBI agents search for explosives in Malheur Wildlife Refuge, to discussing the pros and cons of the Mercator projection map. And, Chris, you used to actually live in Oregon.
Yeah, I did.
And so you know some information about Oregon that most people aren't getting elsewhere.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but every state has its own sort of I would say political and socioeconomic areas. Every state's kind of divided up a little differently, and we can even see that here in New Hampshire.
You know, right. So there's the absolute middle of nowhere, and then there is Manchester.
That's it. But it does break down like that in most states. And for example, we moved here from Pennsylvania. So you had Philly and Pittsburgh on the outside edges. That's where the culture was. We lived close to Harrisburg where there wasn't so much.
Okay, see, when I lived in Pennsylvania, it was described as Sodom and Gomorrah with Alabama in the middle.
That's not too far off. We used to call it Pennsyltucky. But you have that in a lot of places, and if you look at a like an election map of Pennsylvania, you'll see that the center of it is deep red, and you've got the two blue fringes on the left and right hand side. Oregon, the blue, the very liberal voting section would be that quarter that follows the coastline, the I-5 corridor, the Willamette Valley.
And Washington is the same way.
Very much so. Very much so, which is also why when you hear talk of secession movements taking place in the Pacific Northwest, it's always Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington want to join up with Idaho and form a new state.
Or at least the panhandle of Idaho, because I've heard that the northern part of Idaho wants to secede from, like, the Boise part.
Wouldn't that be nice if those red and blue factions could just split off and govern themselves the way that they...
What a thought.
The red and blue enclaves inside of the others could break off.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be nice if I and my own little... 0.3 acres could, you know, start my own kingdom where, you know, my law is the law of my little piece of land.
Well, I adhere to the castle doctrine, so I believe exists right now.
No-ke? You'll have to tell me what that stands
for. So in South Park, they had Pseudo-Sopa, so south of downtown South Park. So you would be north of downtown North Keene.
Well, right. I'd still be in K. NK Ultra. North Keene Ultra.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's your little conspiracy hub running around up there.
Oh, man. So back to Oregon. Oregon would be very red. Like I said, that three-quarters of it's very red, has zero population. And we talk about, you know, Burns has a population of, I think, a couple thousand, maybe 2,000-3,000 people. And that's one of the bigger towns. I grew up in a town that said 360 people on the sign, but 360 was within 36 square miles. Hmm. So I like to brag that I graduated in the top 10 of my class, but I only had 12 people in my class. So you have a lot of towns like that that are very, very small and is very conservative. When we look at most of the reporting on the situation in Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, it's coming from Oregon Live. And Oregon Live is the website of the Oregonian. Even when I was growing up in Oregon 30 years ago, that was recognized as pretty much as liberal a newspaper as you could get. And I think it still is. So there's definitely a slant. And I see it in some of the stories that are being reported today. You know, just if you look at the front page, you know, you have an article saying, who is Chris Ann Hall? Conservative activist joins standoff negotiations. Well, anybody who's traveled in any conservative circles or Tea Party circles, they're going to know the name Chris Ann Hall. She's a former prosecutor. And
I've
she's
heard the
very
name,
big.
But I don't know why I've heard the name.
Yeah, she's very big, and she does a lot of touring, a lot of speaking, talking about, you know, what small government is supposed to look like and how the government has overstretched her bounds. And I, you know, see this time and time again, you know, just the fact that every story refers to the occupiers or the protesters as the militants. You know, the slant has been very much that these are, you know, the militia, and you know, they stop short of calling them Al-Qaeda, but it's sort of under the layer right there.
And yet you and I both know that if it was young millennials who were in downtown Philly or wherever, you know...
Downtown Portland.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going back to Pennsylvania, but yeah. I mean... advocating the downfall of the banks, the big banks that are, you know, strangling us all, and they are, but, I mean, the reporting would be completely different.
Yeah, very much so, and I think you'll see a different reaction. I've heard this from people that were out there, too, the reaction that they got from the locals, and the Oregonian would very much like to put across this vision that everybody in Oregon wanted these people gone. Mm-hmm.
That is the reporting that I've seen. Yeah. I've only seen residents want these clowns to leave.
Right.
Pick up your bags and get out of our neighborhood.
Well, yeah. As the sheriff said, you know, apparently there's a division. So there are some people that are supportive of, you know, quote-unquote, these clowns,
mm-hmm.
and other people obviously aren't. But you're going to have that no matter what. You're always going to have a group that is supportive and a group that is opposed, and I still contend...
And probably even a bigger group that doesn't give a damn.
There's also that group, but I still contend that there's a sizable faction of the group that is opposed, and it doesn't matter opposed to what... But the reason they're opposed is to be contrarian. They oppose it because somebody they disagree with supports it.
Or their favorite newspaper that they read all the time supports it or doesn't support it. And
right.
They're just going to go along.
They're supporting or opposing because somebody they disagree with somebody they agree with.
Probably don't know anything about anything. They don't know the backstory. They just know that these guys are conservatives and they got guns on their hips.
Right. And you've got a paper like the Oregonian. And I'm not saying everything they do is bad. They've certainly done some good reporting. They've won some Pulitzers over the years and stuff like that, but you would almost believe that this is just completely universal, and I just really disagree with that, and that's why it's so important for us to have alternative media out there who's reporting and talking to real folks, because just not getting out.
Yeah, not getting arrested so that they can't report it any longer.
Right. Pete Santilli.
Yep.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only reporter that got arrested. They had the other guy that they just, like, shut off his cell phone. And that's the guy, I forget his name, he had the Defend Your Base YouTube channel. What was his name?
I'm not sure.
Where they wound up, you know, like, shutting down his cell phone, shutting down his YouTube channel, making it to where he couldn't communicate at all. And as far as I know, it's still not been determined how they were able to get the cell phone last night to be able to make the telephone call that they did that was broadcast over whatever that show was that it was broadcast
on. The YouTube channel.
An insider police officer.
Well, here's what
a sympathetic law enforcement officer.
Here's what I suspect, and I think this is what good comes out of situations like this, and my heart goes out to the family of LaVoy, but too many eyes for the government to be too obvious in shutting us down.
Mm.
I don't necessarily agree, and maybe we'll be able to talk about that. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitfirst.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use
utilize mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been, pardon the pun, all over the map tonight. Talking about maps as well as Oregon, and your calls, your thoughts are welcome about pretty much anything. 855-450-free. And before we... The we in studio tonight is Daryl, Chris, and Conan. I'll take the cue for you since you weren't paying attention.
My apologies.
The we in studio tonight will get back to calls in just a second, but there's something happening in 1 week. Yes, 1 week. We are 1 week away from being snowed in. Or rather, from seeing Snowden, Snowden, at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum that runs from February 18th through the 21st. Again, that's the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Go to nhlibertyforum.com for more information about that wonderful hotel convention that takes place at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. Manchester, of course, being the largest city in the state. Again, nhlibertyforum.com. And Edward Snowden is the keynote speaker on Saturday afternoon. He will be piping in through some kind of internet connectivity from wherever he is in Russia. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I know Ian, the regular host of the show, he's off tonight because it's his night off. He is looking forward to it because this is the first Liberty Forum where Ian's actually going to be able to see the keynote speaker, because we broadcast the show live from Liberty Forum every night that it's there. So next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Free Talk Live will be live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Again, nhlibertyforum.com. Back to the phones. And, you know, I was going to take Christian from Oregon, who's calling about moving to New Hampshire, but we have somebody that wants to call about the Oregon situation, so we will go there first. We have Charlie in Arizona. calling about the Oregon situation. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, friends. Of course, I think number one, the reason they went after Cliven was retribution. And I can imagine they totally slavered when they stuffed him in the car. But I believe the reason they waited was for him to cross state lines.
Hmm.
And, you know, that...
Does that make the offense somehow worse?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of...
So it's more of an assault on a federal officer when he crosses state lines after having allegedly assaulted a state officer? Or are you saying that they could then charge him with, like, attempting to flee captivity sort of thing?
Well, you know, they'll pile on what they can, but I think your first observation was probably the truest. I mean, look at the Mann Act. You know, that involves crossing state lines, but anytime you cross state lines, that does increase, you know, the severity. And I wouldn't be surprised if the fact that he came via airplane, that they would manage to use that in some fashion.
In what sort of fashion?
Well, it's federally run, so it becomes a whole other.
Right, but they can't seize the airplane and claim that it's part of some asset forfeiture.
He's used it as a tool to perform his activism.
He traveled.
So they're now going to what? Shut the airline down that
he bought a ticket from?
I don't understand how the airplane becomes part of the criminal investigation.
He used it as a tool in his activism.
That's just a conjecture, but you know how they like to pile on what they can.
Yeah. Yeah, they do what I call the spaghetti poo theory of charges, to where they just throw a bunch of stuff up against the wall and they see what sticks.
I think they were just trying to get him away from his family and supporters. Then just arrest him
when he gets to the airport in Las Vegas.
You guys are missing the point. The point is to tie two events together and paint everybody with the same broad brush. The militia movement, the patriot movement, it happened in Oregon, it happened in Nevada, and if you feel that one was right and one was wrong, guess what? They're all tied in together, so now you must think that they're all wrong and they're all bad. And that is...
Well, they were already trying to do that broad brush paint because every time mentioned Amon Bundy, they would say, the son of Cliven Bundy.
Absolutely.
Blah, 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 something, cattle, BLM.
The difference is now we have charges stemming from both events, the same group of people. And that to me is the goal. The goal is to, they've got to squash this entire movement that feels that the federal government has gone too far, continues to go too far. And the next one of these that gets coming, that pops up, they're going to tie it back to somebody else who was either knew somebody in Oregon or knew somebody in Nevada, and they're going to keep doing this.
Or like the Clive Bundy Facebook group on their
social media.
Right,
exactly. It'll be something tied to social media because that was half the government's case in Oregon is all tied to social media and email and YouTube. It's absolutely absurd.
Didn't they say on the news that the FBI spokesman's said that they were using this as an example that the government would not stand for it, and this is what you could expect.
Yep, they did. Exactly.
Yep, that's one of the quotes from the FBI guy. Charlie, thank you for the call. And speaking of Oregon, we have Christian calling from Oregon, hopefully going to be moving to New Hampshire. Christian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, that is the plan. But I did wanted to agree that, yes, they are definitely trying to squash that because there is kind of a little more of a movement here to kind of reduce the federal impact. Because really, I think in this state, it's kind of dominated by three counties that are heavily liberal and then everyone else.
That's exactly it.
And, yeah, it's gotten to the point where you try to make changes here, and it's almost futile. And I actually stumbled across the Free State Project thing on Facebook, and then really started to look at it. And, you know, I'm kind of at the point in my life where there's nothing really tying me down. So
excellent.
Why not be surrounded by people that I might agree with a little bit more and see if we can start something?
Where in the state are you? Whereabouts
in
Oregon?
Which is in Salem's the capital of Oregon, so it's in the western part of the Willamette Valley.
So I grew up about 70 miles southwest of Pendleton, if you know where that is.
Oh, yes.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere.
How long ago did you find the Free State Project, Christian?
Probably about maybe a month ago. I think you guys were at 97% full by the time I saw it.
We
didn't really think about it too much at first.
So let me ask you this question.
Idea.
Have you signed the pledge?
I have not yet.
If you're planning to move, and they are still taking signers, the Free State Project last Wednesday did hit the goal of 20,000 signers, saying that they would move within 5 years to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property. And the Free State Project president did announce that they would continue taking signers until there are 20,000 movers. So the target has changed from just being 20,000 signers to 20,000 movers. So if you do intend to move, Christian, I would suggest, especially if you're planning to be able to move within 5 years, I would suggest go ahead, go over to freestateproject.com, sign the pledge, and then when you do move out to New Hampshire, let them know so they can update that mover number and get that even closer to 20,000 movers.
Yes, I will definitely do that. I was listening on the podcast, and they said that they were going to keep doing that until they had 20,000 movers. So I will be signing up, and then I think in late April I'll be flying out for a week or so to kind of
excellent.
Get a feel for it, because I've never been there. So
awesome. Head over to the Shire Society forums at shiresociety.com. Let us know that you're coming out, and get-togethers, meet and greets can be arranged on fairly short notice. Christian, thank you for the call. Can't wait to see you in New Hampshire. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome in Hour 3, 855-450-FREE.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.